A bill in the New Jersey legislature would loosen conflicts of interest rules at the Pinelands Commission. That's the 15-member board overseeing the million-acre nature reserve in South Jersey. Though, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the proposal has ethics experts and environmentalists crying foul.
If you're a public official in New Jersey, you can't vote on anything you have a financial interest in, whether it's direct or indirect. This bill would loosen that standard for Pinelands commissioners. It says you can vote on things you may benefit indirectly from, as long as other people in the same group as you, say farmers, benefit equally. The bill's sponsors say it's necessary because the commission is comprised of people who live and work in the Pinelands, and they should get to weigh in on issues they know well. But Jeff Tittle of the New Jersey chapter of the Sierra Club thinks the bill would let commissioners enrich themselves and their colleagues.
That you could put people on the Pinelands Commission, you could put a developer on who could then vote to have more development that he could benefit on later, but he doesn't have a direct interest now, or a realtor or a gas company employee or someone else.
Former Pinelands Commissioner Stephen Lee sees it differently. Lee grows cranberries in Chatsworth and says when he was at the agency, he had to recuse himself on even broad issues related to farming, which made it hard for him to participate. He testified in favor of the bill last month.
For instance, we do forestry in the Pinelands. If we were discussing forestry regulations, it was suggested that I couldn't discuss forestry.
South Jersey lawmakers Jeff Van Drew and Bob Anderzak are sponsoring the bill. Van Drew declined an interview request, and Anderzak did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Paula Francisi formerly ran New Jersey's State Ethics Commission. Now she's a law professor at Seton Hall. Francisi says, at best, the bill would undermine public confidence of the commission.
At worst, it endeavors to erode the essential safeguards that the conflicts of interest laws are intended to uphold.
Even as lawmakers are considering the proposal, the Pinelands Commission is being sued over perceived conflicts of interest. The Sierra Club alleges that some commissioners should have recused themselves from a recent vote on a natural gas pipeline. The Sierra Club believes this proposal is in response to that lawsuit. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.